We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I have a reopening update. This one caught my eye today. Aventura Mall reopened today. I consider Aventura Mall to be one of the best malls in the country, let alone South Florida. They do have reduced hours. The shopping center is going to be open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. till 7 p.m., and on Sundays, noon till 6. And if you want the list of stores that are open, you can go to AventuraMall.com. But as of today, at 11 a.m. today, Aventura Mall has reopened. That is our update on COVID-19, powered by AirPros. $79 service call. Call the pros that know. AirPros, acrepair.com. You ever been to Aventura Mall, Crowder?
Oh, 100 times.
Banger of a mall.
Nice mall. Very expensive. I usually can't afford anything, but I'll walk around.
Lie. You can afford things. You won't allow yourself to buy them, but you can afford them. Pete Prisco's on the line. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Pete Prisco, senior NFL columnist for CBSSports.com. He can also be seen on CBS Sports HQ. We've talked about it in the last segment. He came out with his annual top 100 players in the NFL column. And so out of around 1,500 NFL players, there's not a single Miami Dolphin on the list, which, by the way, I think I agree with. You said who? Byron Jones, you think, or Xavier Howard?
Oh, Xavier, but like you're saying, he was injured last year. Right. Kyle Vannoy, I think, is a real good player, had a good season, had a couple good seasons. So I think it should be a couple Dolphins on
right.
There.
And Pete had Devontae Parker, Byron Jones, and Kyle Vannoy in the just missed group. So anyway, we'll bring on Pete Prisco here. Hello, Pete.
By the way, come on, Crowder. You go to Aventura, you get two reads, and you're probably getting something for free. What are you talking about? Come on, we know how you operate.
It's good to be him. It's good to be him, Pete.
Oh,
I'm glad
you
pointed that out.
I'll take some free crap now.
I'm glad.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
no
glad.
Kidding.
Pete speaks the truth. Pete knows. Should it?
Yeah, of course.
Should it worry fans of a team if they don't have a single player in the top 100, like the Miami Dolphins don't on your list?
No, because they're young and they're moving in the right direction. And I would expect they would have three, maybe four guys next year. I love where they're headed. I really do. I'm in the minority on that one as it comes to relates to national media. But I think they got the right coach in Brian Flores. Now, he had some shaky situation early with that team. There was some talk that he was in jeopardy of losing him at times. But he rebounded, and that usually happens with tough coaches. And earn their respect. And I think there's a lot of good young players on that team. So, no, they shouldn't worry about it. They're moving in the right direction.
And, Pete, speaking of the Dolphins, though, like I just brought up with Xavier Howard, I believe he's a top five corner and for sure one of the top 100 football players in the NFL, if not the world, pretty much. Like, Pete, is it because he was injured? Would he be on the list if he played all last season?
He'd be close to being on the list. I'm telling you guys, people think it's easy just to put together top 100. You got to remember, all the players in the league, being in the top 100 means you're a damn good player. And when I did it, I've had guys that were at the bottom of that list that I took out and put back in. Byron Jones was one of them. I had him there and then took him back out. He's capable of being a top 100 player. I think, you mentioned Howard's capable. I love Van Noy. He's, on the borderline top 100 player. So they have guys. It's just so tough to do. And, everybody complains. That's all it is. It's a big one. When I put it together, I sit there and I go, okay, here we go. Let's just get ready for complaints. And it's even better when you get it from players. Like, Cam Hayward has given me a bunch of crap about not having Minkah Fitzpatrick on the list. He was on the just missed list. He was on at one time. I took him back off. And Cam Hayward's giving me crap. And I said, Cam, you're 35. Bud Dupree's, I think he was 60. Which one should, who should Minkah be ahead of, you or him? He didn't answer me.
Well, what about Pete Prisco from CBSSports.com is with us. What about Deshaun Watson? Because he commented, LOL, you've got him number 62 on the list. And I think that's way too low on the list. And then you've got Dak Prescott at 46. So Dak Prescott's that much better a quarterback than Deshaun Watson?
He was last year. He was significantly better. If I told you, if I give you a number, you're going to be astounded about it. The high, the career high for touchdown passes for Deshaun Watson is what?
I honestly no idea.
You would say in the 30s, right?
Yeah, you're going to tell me that. I mean, you're going to tell me that.
26! 26! I mean, Daniel Jones threw 24 last year. I mean, look, I think the perception of Deshaun Watson is that he's great, and the reality is he's not there yet. And could he get there? Of course he can get there. Now, are there reasons? The line has been bad, but, you know, he did have Hopkins, who's a big-time player for a while. So, yeah, I think that's right. And Dak Prescott was better than him last year. He outplayed him by a lot, and it wasn't close, to be honest with you.
And, Pete, one thing, we talk to people, you know, on the list or something, you know, some people hate them because, you know, you get that blowback. Reading your Twitter, Pete, you enjoy the list because you give people hell. You don't take anything from anybody. You like giving out lists, and I believe you like debating with people your opinion.
They're all entitled to their wrong opinion. I tell them that all the time. But, yeah, I don't mind it. If you come at me and want to argue and debate, I'm okay with it. If you come at me and you're nasty, you're getting blocked. I mean, if you're gonna be nasty, you're getting blocked. I'll send them a C and send you on your way. But if you want to debate football, that's what this is. It's belly. That's what Twitter is. Bellying up to the bar, getting, you know, four or five in, and then just arguing sports. It's the great thing about sports. So if you don't like my list, I get it. But there are, you know, it's a tougher exercise than people think it is. And I'll be honest with you, the top 10 was tough this year. Because I don't think it's such a great group at the top as it was in years past. It's a tough list to do.
Well, you can see the whole list at CBSSports.com. Pete Prisco is with us, senior NFL writer. In that top 10, because Crowder and I were looking at it, Khalil Mack at 9 seems like it might be a stretch, right? Didn't last season, it certainly wasn't as good as his first season with the Bears.
No, it was not. But when you go back and watch and see why, no Akeem Hicks. They got nothing from the other side, which is obviously why Leonard Floyd is no longer there. And he got a lot more attention than normal. So in those situations, his sack numbers went down. It doesn't mean he didn't play as well because he played close to it. He wasn't as good as he was the year before, and he wasn't as good as he was in Oakland for a couple of those years. But he was close to it, which is why he's a top 10 player. That was a tough one for me. Von Miller was too. Von Miller's sack numbers were down to 8 last year, and there were reasons. No Bradley Chubb on the other side, new defense, had an adjustment to Vic Fangio. Those are some of the tougher ones. J.J. Watt. And J.J. Watt's, you know, at 33, I think he is on the list, and I was scared to put him any lower because knowing J.J. Watt, he's going to come back and become J.J. Watt, but he hasn't been on the field. So how do you put him any higher than that? So, some of those guys were tough to slot in there. Even though I still think they're all capable of being back higher than they are even now.
And, Pete, we were talking about in the last segment when I knew Patrick Mahomes. Like, the number one was number one easy for you because it was easy when Hawk asked me.
Simple. That's the easiest one of all of them by far and away.
And then, Pete, he went to number two, and my first thing popped in my mind was Aaron Donald. But then I went to thinking, this is a defensive tackle. I don't know if people can put him as the second-best NFL player in the entire league. Was that a difficult one to put a D-tackle at number two?
Not one bit. And here's why, Crowder. It's not MVP. It's not as valuable to your team because there's no question. Deshaun Watson is more valuable to his team than Aaron Donald is to his. But you could make that whole list quarterbacks at the top. I get that, but it's how do you play your position? Are you better at your position? Is he that much better at his position than anybody else is? And I'd say yes, whereas you can't say that for some of those guys. That's why Patrick Mahomes is in my mind, which is why he's a clear number one, and that's why Aaron Donald's number two.
Pete Prisco, senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com. Speaking of quarterbacks, so the Dolphins add Tua Tagovailoa, and Tom Brady exits the New England Patriots. So, in your opinion, do the Dolphins have a legit shot to win the AFC East?
Not next year. No.
No.
I think the Buffalo Bills will win the AFC East next year. But I think the following year, I think the Dolphins are going to be a playoff team in 2021, the Miami Dolphins will be a playoff team. And, you know, if you're a Dolphin fan, you'll take that. You'll take a growing year to get to 7-9, 8-8, and then you're going to have your playoff team. I'd rather do it that way, and I think they're building it the right way. I love what they did in the draft. I love what they've done in the offseason. I really believe that they're moving in the right direction. Now, it could go all bad and in a bad direction if Tua isn't what they think he is, but if he's good, they're going to be good for a long time.
And, Pete, there was a phone conference, a Zoom, you know, conference, whatever, with Ryan Fitzpatrick, and he was saying that he will mentor Tua, he will help Tua out, but he wants to play football still. How do you believe the Dolphins should deal with Tua? A full redshirt year, week 4, week 10, week 12? How do you think the Dolphins should deal with Tua and his playing time?
Well, is he healthy? I mean, that's the question. Will he be healthy? When he comes to, you know, when there is camp, and if there is camp at the end of July, is he healthy? Can he pick up the offense quickly? Can he, you know, is he thinking too much? If he's not doing any of that, I think you open with Fitzpatrick if he's healthy. And if Tua is healthy, you open with Fitzpatrick and see how it goes. And then at some point, you got to play Tua. You got to get on with it. I'm a big believer in playing young guys. The longer you wait, the hard is to figure out if you got the right guy or not, and then you're going to be in the same problem 3 or 4 years down the road. So if he's healthy, if he knows the offense, at some point you got to play him early in the season.
Do you think this season goes off without a hitch? Now, there may not be fans, but do you think that it starts when it's supposed to start, you get all 16 games, and it ends when it's supposed to end?
Yes, I do. And I think we're going to have fans, too. It might not be full stadiums, but you'll have fans in there. Look, that's, what, 3 months away now, isn't it? What, June, July, August, September. You're a little over 3 months. I mean, who knows where this thing's going? Nobody knows. You know, I always like to call it fear porn. It's like the boogeyman. We're all scared of the boogeyman. Do we even know what it is? Nobody knows. We don't know if social distancing has been better for us or worse for us. We don't know. Nobody knows. We have no idea. So
I
think there's a fear there.
It's been better, don't we?
No, you don't. There's no scientific evidence that proves that it's worked. None.
Well, I mean,
zero.
You saw what
we'd
it
like
was pacing
believe.
At, and that. Well, no, I don't.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know.
I don't think that's factually correct, Pete. I think there
no,
is
not.
Data.
No,
that,
scientific.
There is. There's absolute no data that shows you social distancing has mitigated the spread.
Well, did it? They didn't social distance in Sweden, and their numbers aren't very. There's no scientific. We think it did.
I think you're wrong on this one. I think you need to walk that.
No,
back.
I'm not. You cannot show scientific data that proves it. There's just speculation out there.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Because you don't know if it just had run its course. Is this a virus that would run its course in May? We don't know. It could have been.
No, but you have to use the tracking data, and then you do put into effect the data after the mitigation, and all of a sudden it declines, so it would lead you to believe that that's what...
Fear porn. It's fear porn.
No, stop it.
After a couple weeks...
What the hell is wrong with you?
Think about this for a second. Flattening the curve was what we wanted, right? First it was ventilators, then it was flattening the curve, then it was... Then it was tests, then it was spikes, and then it was second wave, and then it was vaccine, and now life will never be the same unless we have a vaccine. Well, we might have a vaccine for a year. What are we supposed to do, live in a cave?
No, but I don't disagree with you. I'm with you. The notion was we need to mitigate in order to flatten the curve and relieve the strain or the potential strain on hospitals, and we did that. And I say we should all be applauded for the social distancing.
It went too far. It was the right idea, but it just went too far.
Well, I don't think you can say
2 weeks. If you would have said 2 weeks, everybody shut it down, that would have been fine.
But it wouldn't have worked
in
2 weeks.
How do you know? You don't know that.
I have the data.
Scientific evidence to prove that.
Yes,
zero.
I do.
No, you don't. There are counties in Idaho that have nothing, and other vast states that have nothing.
It's 'cause they don't
we
have
don't
people
know.
There.
You have no idea. There's not any scientific proof that it worked. We're just theorizing.
Are you doing this interview with tinfoil on your head? Do you have tinfoil on your head?
No, I'm doing the interview with common sense. It's common sense. We don't know. And here we are with all these people that lost their jobs, which is terrible. I hate to see it. Yeah. And one more thing while I'm at it. Broward County, open a damn beach up.
Well, what if it creates a spike in cases?
A spike in cases will happen if you test more people. And we're testing more people.
Oh, I love this because I know both of y'all, and y'all can go all day.
Pop, well, the funny thing is, the funny thing is,
Eisenberg. I've abused him for about him and Will Brinson for about two months now on that.
No, the funny thing is, I don't disagree with Pete. I think that we had a goal in mind, which was to relieve what could be a huge strain on hospitals and ventilators and whatnot. And if the mitigation did indeed work, the notion was never, we're going to lock down and shelter in place until there's a vaccine. That was never the notion. The notion was, we've got to stop the spread of this virus. And once we flatten the curve, then we can reopen society, which I think is what's happening. So I think that
fast enough. I know there's a lot of restaurants, people I know in Fort Lauderdale and stuff, my brother being one of them, they got to open fully. They got to be able to have the full house. You know, here's one for you, Hockman. Ask around for the musicians in the South Florida how they're doing. They're hurting in the worst way. The performers that go to all the bars and pubs and restaurants and stuff, those guys are just hurting in the worst way, and it's just enough. That we did it. We flattened the curve. Hospitalizations are way down. Let's get those people back working again. I mean, they need the work.
If the numbers did climb and the strain on hospitals became unbearable, would you then advise go back to social distancing?
Let me tell you, and I'm going to speak from experience. My brother ended up being in Boca Hospital because he's got a different condition, but he was in Boca Hospital about a month ago, and West Boca, and I asked him, I said, hey, how's that ICU floor? Is it any different than normal? He said, absolutely not. And I think there was a lot of fear porn. I'm telling you, New York was a cesspool.
I get it, but you what?
New York, look, New York's a cesspool. Nobody can deny that. But New York's a cesspool on that train any day of the week. You look at the flu numbers from New York, they're double than everybody else, too.
But here's the problem, though. Because we're smart human beings, we take appropriate measures in order to prevent something bad from happening. If you take the appropriate measures and you actually prevent the bad thing from happening, you can't then do what you're doing now and say, well, it never happened. It didn't happen because we all did the appropriate thing.
No, that's the theory on it. Nobody knows. Herd immunity could have happened if we didn't do it. You don't know.
I mean, we kind of have experience with viruses before. We know what happens.
And have we ever closed the country before for a virus?
No, because we've never had a pandemic like this.
No, H1N1, there were 63 million, 61 million people were infected by it. The flu every year, you have children die of the flu, which is sad. That's the worst.
Correct, but there are...
This is a bad situation for people who have pre-existing conditions and the elderly, and we need to protect them as much as we can. But like people say, quarantine the sick, you don't have to quarantine everybody.
Well, you have to take care
of the
public.
We did it a month. If we had done through a month and then opened back up, there'd be a lot less people who have lost their jobs.
Yeah, but you might have more people that lost their lives.
You're theorizing again. You don't know that.
Well, so are you.
True. That's what I mean. So it's all fear porn.
Okay. Well.
Are you saying fear porn like pornography?
Yeah, fear porn.
I like it. I've never seen that tab on my websites.
I do like the fact, though, that we can have a civil debate like this, and then we go about our lives, and everybody's still friends. People can learn from that. I agree with Pete Prisco in this. He can have all the wrong opinions that he wants.
Oh, I'm right, as usual, again, by the way. And you know what? The best case scenario is, let's hope in like a month, everything's back to being open full steam,
yes,
and nobody is getting sick and dying anymore.
There you
That's
go.
The
there you go.
It.
Let's find
but again,
some common
we don't
ground.
Know if,
Pete.
We don't know if social distancing helps, but I am a big fan of social distancing in life. Period. Anyways, by the way, like I saw where the casinos now are going to have like partitions between the slot machines and the tables.
Yeah,
I'm all for that. I don't want that guy next to me anyways. Get away from me. I don't want you near me. I mean, I go to a restaurant. I want to sit at a table not near anybody. That's perfect. I love that. So I'm okay with social distancing.
This poor Jamie Eisenberg. Oh, do I feel for Will Brinson. I mean, they got to see this guy every day. Oh, my God.
Talking to Pete was the highlight of my radio row because I just love talking to Pete.
Yeah,
we have fun. Don't we, Crowder? We can lap it up.
Yes, his list is awful. His take on COVID is awful. Just a terrible appearance by you, Pete.
I loved it. See you guys.
We'll see you, Pete. Pete Prisco there from CBSSports.com. By the way, before you text that was fun debate for everyone. And all I did, I swear to you, if he would have taken the other end, I would have debated the other side, even if I didn't believe it, just because I was enjoying doing that.
So that was me sitting on the couch with mommy and daddy arguing.
You were having the time of your life. I could see it. That was fun, though. Don't worry. And by the way, I'm not even kidding. That's how all debate should be. It's civil. I've got this side. You've got that side. And then we all go about our business and hope everybody is safe. So there you go. That's the way it should all take place. Pete Prisco, a magical performance by Pete Prisco. Woo! That was fun. Got the blood flowing. The juice is flowing. I love it. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.